Yeah, this goes back to this outrage advertising thing that I was talking about, where like this Costco video could be like Costco's marketing department doing like a viral video. Well, I dug into it, and it turns out that this this Hannah girl is literally that she paid these right wing grifter influencers to talk shit on her and call her a tomboy and post that if you find her attractive, you're gay, in order to drum up outrage. To get this, funnel money back to, wait for it, our old friends of the show, Black Rifle Coffee.
Really?
This whole thing.
Oh my God.
This whole colossal grift with like a half a dozen right wing grifter influencers on Twitter, basically talking shit on this woman in order for her to then come on Twitter and raise her profile and get like 100,000 followers in like a day. It was all an advertising campaign for fucking Black Rifle Coffee.
That's fucking psycho, dude. But I mean, it makes a lot of sense that that's like where we're at in the fucking gambling economy. Is like the only way you can get people's attention is you show them a TikTok of a woman doing stuff. And you're like, you see this? You like what you see? You're probably gay. Follow her on Twitter. Give her some money. It goes to us. Very good system.
So here's the thing. When I initially discovered this PSYOP, I thought it was just annoying right-wing grifters.
Yeah.
A video of a woman who is like objectively attractive and saying you're actually gay if you watch her content and you think she's attractive. But now that I find out that this influencer woman paid these right-wing grifters to talk shit on her, and that it was all a fucking like psyop to advertise fucking Black Rifle Coffee, a very not good coffee brand. Their coffee sucks dog shit. It tastes like doo-doo water.
Well, it's like the liquid death thing. Like every time you see somebody posting like, are you really drinking that? Don't you know that the words inscribed on cans change the frequency of the water and you're actually ingesting death into your body?
Oh,
it's like,
God.
You know, 50-50 shot, that's an idiot, or that's just like part of the paid marketing department for liquid death.
Yeah.
Because like, why would you ever buy more expensive water? I know this is like a tired 1990s fucking hacky stand-up comedy bit where you're like, I don't need any Dasani. I'm not paying 85 cents for something that comes out of a faucet for free. But it's like, we're at the point now where it's been like Fiji and then Vaughn. And now there's like hype, you know, super expensive waters. And now there's like Ed Hardy water. That's liquid death. Five finger death water. And it's like, you know, at what point does it fucking stop? Pretty soon it's going to be like, you know, your can of water is going to come with a fucking lotto ticket and a McDonald's coupon
on it.
You know,
what I do remember back a few years ago from like the bottled water debate. Basically, most brands of bottled water are no better than other brands of bottled water, except Fiji water, which apparently has a lower acidity level. And I don't remember what it was specifically, but apparently Fiji water is actually just very good water.
It comes from some special fucking aquifer in Fiji, and there's been like a bunch of controversy about the land rights that they have for it. And I think during certain parts of their production, there's also been controversy that they've switched from using the water there during certain periods, and like that the quality of the water has fluctuated. To which I have to say, like, I don't know, man, if you're so invested in your bottled fucking water, why don't you go fucking fuck yourself? Like, I really don't care what your opinion is. You're like the kind of person who gets mad because like they updated a mech anime and the mechs are different now and your like fucking figurines are out of date or whatever.
Just,
like,
bro, just get a Stanley cup and fill it up from the tap after you use a charcoal filter.
Yeah,
just like drink. That's the mood. Like, I'm all for hydration, believe me.
Drink out of the fucking lead poisoning Garfield mug.
Like, I don't even practice what I preach. Like, I have like a smart water bottle that I got at an airport like 2 years ago, and I just keep filling it up, and that's what I drink around the house.